Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Friends Podcast. We've been going for a very, very, very long time. And I know that y'all feel like we left y'all and we just left y'all like on a cliffhanger. Like, we didn't even tell y'all why we were leaving. We didn't even tell y'all that we were going. And yeah, we're here. Like, basically, today we've came back and we dedicated this whole episode to all of our fans. Like, and all the people that have been following us on our journey with this podcast. And we're here to tell y'all because we feel like y'all deserve an explanation of why we stopped doing podcasts. Well, not necessarily, but why we wasn't posting, why we decided to come back, and why we're back and we're better and we're new and improved. And we have dropped a few members, but we're going to explain that. And no love lost to them. Like, we love them and everything, but business wise it just doesn't mix. And yeah, like, it's no hard feelings. Like, shout out to them. Like, they're always will be our friends, but like, you know, you can't mix friends with business. And yeah, sometimes it doesn't work like that. So we're going to explain all of that. So I'm just going to go ahead and introduce us and the people that we have here. So as y'all already know, it's your girl and Bria Shanice. And it's always fuck the police. And today, I have with me.
It's your boy Terrence, aka that boy Charles in the building.
It's your boy Kiwan. Something you can't afford. Not sure.
Kiwan. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, guys.
I'm gonna go.
I want you out my house. I want you out my house now.
I'm gonna go.
I want to ask straight.
Okay, guys, as y'all already know, we are goofy. We can't handle it. So, okay, somebody need to ask my cop, I guess.
Now he needs some cough drops too.
Man, I got AIDS.
That ain't editing that out. But okay.
So, okay, guys, I'm just playing.
Listen, okay, we don't ignore that. So guys, sorry, that was a little goofy moment of us. Y'all know, like, we, like, if it's no goof on the episode, y'all know it's not us. Can I please get the background noise out, please? Okay. And so, guys, where do y'all want to start? Like,
I feel like we should start from the beginning, like. Okay. Tell about the background stuff, like, because, like, we really didn't let y'all in on, like, what happened and which led to our downfall. So I guess we'll start from there.
One second. Can somebody please get you up to cough drop?
I'm sorry. Hold on, y'all. Come on, you an idiot.
That I'm not here for y'all of y'all pettiness.
Come on, Chuck. Okay, hold on. Come on, Chess. We got to talk about that.
Okay,
they deserve to know.
Okay.
Come on, right. You water buff.
Okay.
I'm just playing. Okay. I'm just playing. But okay. Naturally, but like a cake mix. Okay. So, guys, I guess what we'll start off is like from the beginning. Like, why we even started coming to Anchor and like all of that. So basically, I'll just start it off, Kiwan, then I'll let you finish, like, this part. So, basically, as you already know, me and Kiwan, we've been, like, well, me, Kiwan, and Chubbs, we have all been friends for, like, a long time, like, a very long time. But, so one day, me and Kiwan was just discussing, like, we were just looking at, like, we've always been, like, the set of friends that we not just wanted to do one thing. Like, of course, like, y'all heard in the other episodes, like, what we all said we wanted to be, like, when we, like, get older and stuff. We never just want to do that. We always want to be, like, oh, I want to do that, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to do this. So, basically, one day, we were talking, and Kiwan came up with the idea that we should start a podcast. Then we found the app, and then, yeah, and then, Kiwan?
Yeah, so we basically, me and Umbrella, we are the co-founders, as you may know, which... We got our friend Terrence in on it, which is a co-founder of Friends the Podcast. And basically,
even though he didn't make it to the first episode because he never wake up, but
so our initial plan was to get on here, and you know, this was just fun. It started off as fun for us. So like to take our minds off of like stuff that's going on in our lives and stuff. And basically, we wanted our other friends to join, you know, be co-host mm-hmm. on here so we can, like, you know, discuss serious topics and stuff. And so...
Okay. I just want to put out a disclaimer. I'm sorry. Like, I know, like, if they ever hear this, they probably gonna feel like hit or whatever, but I'm just gonna say this, and I've always been the one to speak my mind, so I'm just gonna say this. No way, no shape.
No, I'm sorry.
Chubbs. No way, no shape, or no form. Like, we've always made it clear that me and Kieran, and we included Chubbs, we were the co-founders of this group, and every decision that we make towards this group is made made as a vote. So yeah. If you have two votes, then that decision automatically is done. Like, and I just want to say that no way, no shape, or no form, neither one of them will ever take disrespect. And I'm just going to sit right there and watch them take disrespect from people that came along the way. And yeah, but Kiwan, Tubbs. Chubbs, yeah, you haven't said anything.
Don't be mean. I'm not. I'm gonna talk about because as you guys you guys don't know, but I am not the original members of the group. I came in.
I mean, technically, you were Chubbs. Like, we told you about
I wasn't. Well, how can I explain it? Before.
You knew about it, like, you was a member, but you, like,
wasn't right. I wasn't in it yet. So when I joined, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I feel like that it wasn't organized because it was people that said that they wanted to do it, but never did it. Like, it.
Mm-hmm. You including me.
So when I came into it, I was kind of like the Johnny Gill. If you guys know. You know, if you guys know, you know, who New Edition is, I'm comparing it to Johnny Gill because he kind of came into a group with...
So who was Bobby?
I'm not going to say.
No, let's add some funness into it. Who named the members? Who counts as the member of New Edition?
I'm going to say... Yes. Go ahead. I'm going to say I'm Johnny Gill because I came in late. You are okay. Transvant because you're kind of like the lead.
Really?
And okay. I'm going to say Kiwan is, I don't know.
I feel like Kiwan would be Mike.
Okay. Well,
he would be Mike, but a mixture of Mike and Bobby.
No, he's not Bobby because, like, he never loves. He never.
No, I know that, but, like, so who left first? Who was the first that didn't come to the episode besides you?
I'm going to go ahead and say it. It was Brianna.
So Brianna's
Bobby, not only is she built like him.
she's the queen of the seven seas.
Bye.
Yeah, she's Bobby.
I'm not sure it's built like a Clorox bottle. Okay, well, what? She's Bobby.
Yeah, and when she left, you know, I kind of came and she was a little jealous of me. I do believe that Brianna had a slight jealousy of me. Because I feel like she thought I was trying to take her spot, which I wasn't. I came in the group humble as possible. I didn't come into the group. Mm-hmm. And then if you watch New Edition, he came into the group humble. He didn't take nobody's spot. Right. He didn't want to take nobody places. He
did y'all know that he actually came to replace Ralph? But, like, everybody thought he was replacing Bobby. But Ralph was going to go solo.
Didn't work out. So, I guess people thought... And when I mean people, I'm going to say Brianna. I guess Brianna thought that, you know, I was trying to come in and take her place, which I wasn't. So, Brianna, if you're watching this or if you're hearing this, I wasn't coming in to take your place. But I do feel like there was a jealousy, just like Bobby was jealous of him. So, I'm going to say, you know, I already mm-hmm. came into the group. I came into a group already with problems, you know? So, that's all I'm mm-hmm. going to say. I feel like I came into a group with problems.
If we're going to reference it as Destiny Child, I just want to say that Brianna is Farrah, but keep going.
Okay, so basically, you know, like, we all, like, was a group before Chubbs. And... Are you done?
Oh, God. I can't handle that. Hold on. It's Farrah.
I can't. It's the call for me.
Y'all done?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, and so basically, we may, I'm just gonna say it. Some people, like, this is no shade towards her.
I'm sorry.
And like, we love you, J-Lore, and everything, but we felt like you are a bad manager. Oh, I'm just gonna say it out there. We literally, I don't know why we thought it was a good idea to even ask you when we should have been worried about our friendship first, because we were getting to know you. And I feel like we moved too far, which led to the downfall of everybody used to argue in the backgrounds and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it got so serious to where we couldn't even record the episode. Mm-hmm.
Like, and I feel like another thing, like what I said, like we wasn't gonna take disrespect. Like I feel like whenever friends argue, like I feel like unless it gets like to the point where y'all about to fight or something like that, like I just feel like if two people are going at it, that they should be the only people that have an opinion on, like, that has something to say to that person. Like, it should never be somebody else ganging up on somebody. No shade, but I'm gonna just say that.
Yeah. And basically, I'm just gonna say that I feel like I was part of the cause of the, which led to the downfall of Friends the Podcast and why certain people had to leave, but like, they were not showing up on time. People wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. People kept letting interferences and stuff get in the way of recording and stuff. And ultimately, it just got to a point where I was just fed up and I was just wasn't taking no for it, you know, and I wasn't backing down. So,
and I'm gonna clarify the whole Kiwan saying she was a bad manager. I don't think she was a horrible manager, but I just feel like she tried to take the credit for everything that we did. Like, and like, no shade to you, J-Lauren, because I know like y'all, like I don't, well, honestly, if y'all take this the wrong way, then like that's just y'all. But like, I just feel like whenever like things will happen, like if we would try to get guests on the show, like you will always, she will always try to take credit for like, oh, if it wasn't for me, this person wouldn't came on the show. This person wasn't responding to y'all. They only respond when I text.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, what nobody actually knew was the reason they didn't respond to us is because she told us to delete the messages.
And let me clear this up. Like, she said it like people wasn't coming from my page or nothing. Like, we all did promotion. Majority was from me. But
first of all, we only got 17 damn followers. She acted like we got 1,000. I'm sorry. Yeah. I love you, J-Lord, but I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, like, I love you, but we be honest. Like, I was doing promotion. Like, I literally have the receipts of me doing the promotions and stuff. Like, I can go back and pull it up. And, yeah.
And then also, J-Lord, I'm going to add on by saying, like I told you, you know, I told G, and if you guys don't know who G is, it's, her name is Gianni. She was another member.
Miss Bubba.
Miss Big G. But, yeah. I personally thought, and you know, and Bria and Kim Warren, they thought I was tripping. They thought, you know, maybe, you know, I was mad at her because of what she told me the day before. But I'm pretty sure if I bring it back up right now, they're going to be behind me 100%. I told them a long time ago that she was not a good manager. She was a good friend.
Yeah.
She was never a good manager. Because there were times, because I feel like, and I still feel like this, we don't need our friend to be our manager. We need a manager to be our manager, if that makes any sense. Because if we have a manager, he's on our stuff all the time. 24/7. He or she is doing something for us 24/7. We don't need no friend as our manager.
And like, we're not taking away the fact that you've done a lot for us, because you have. It's just like you was throwing it in our face constantly, like whenever like we would like get into our like arguments before we even tried to start up the another episode up or whatever. And I just didn't like that. Like, Okay.
And I also didn't like how, like, when we made you the manager, how you, like how she would, well, how she would, like, try to make it seem like every time we did a podcast, it was because of her.
Yeah.
And that wasn't true. Like, we were always motivated. Like, sometimes we would throw it back, push it back and stuff like that, but it wasn't because we just, like, oh, I hate doing the podcast, like, and she's forcing us to do it. It was never like that. It's just certain things came up, and then we just decided, oh, it's too late. Everybody having technical issues, so we're just not going to do it tonight.
Yeah.
It was never like, no, oh, we don't want to do it, and then she, like, or we're done with the podcast, and then she's just like, oh, no, I'm going to motivate y'all to do it. But, like, I just, like I said, I just feel like she tried to take the credit for everything we did.
Right.
Yeah, that's about it for J-Lord. Now, let's get to Miss Queen of the Southern Seas, Miss Shady Queen, Miss Miss Farrah,
Miss, like, Mrs. Take Your Man. Okay, I'm done.
Bye.
Like, Brianna, I love you, and you can call me for anything or whatever. But
you too, J-Lo.
You were doing shady, shicey stuff to co-host and, you know, and stuff. And I just didn't like the fact that of all people, you would do it to your co-host, like. It's understandable if you do it to random people that you fell off with, but, like, we are co-hosts. You're not supposed to, you know, try to turn us against friends and stuff like that behind the scenes. And that was shady and shiesty, and I felt like that was wrong.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't like none of them. And this is Chubb talking. So if y'all want to hit my DMs, ask me who was that talking, it was me, Chubbs, that boy Chubbs. I didn't like Brianna and J-Lore. I don't hate them, but I just dislike them. Now, Ms. G, I love Ms. G. Because she knows how to stare her
We place. Love you, GG.
And she knows her place. Don't try to come in here and yeah, just don't.
Amber, you would like to say something about Brianna? Or
My only issue with Brianna, we've said a few things behind the scenes that I'm not going to say again, but I just want to make it known that what I said behind the scenes, I meant it. I've always meant it. And even though I just pushed it aside because I didn't feel like arguing, I always meant it, okay? But for Brianna, I just feel like I'm going to just say it now because I felt like this from the beginning. And maybe I didn't tell her to her face about this, but, like, I've always felt like you were just in it for the money.
Yes, me too.
Like, whenever we bring up money, that's when you were motivated to do it. Like, you, like, I understand, yeah, be about your paper, be about the money, be about that shit. But, like, when we're, like, when the people who founded this shit, we did not found it because we want to make money. We found it because we wanted to do something that we liked and we wanted to have fun. It was never about the money, and it's still not about the money.
Yeah, and basically, J-Lon, like, I, like, before everybody fell off, and before it's just, before, like, we, well, not kicked, but, like, people left and stuff, like, the last big blow-up fight was about the whole idea of the podcast being a business now. Like, it was not about that. And we basically were stressing that. Like, I'm not going to go too deep into that whole thing because it was a lot was said and everything. But, like, people was like, and I'm not going to name names, but, like, people was like, oh, we got to start thinking, like, it's a business now. Like, we got fans and money and stuff. Like, only thing we wanted to do was come on here and have a good time, you know, to let people, let us express ourselves, basically.
Right. I mean, it's dope that we are making money from it, but, like, that was never the intent.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? Like, that's all we gotta Brianna say. So,
Brianna, and this is made for Brianna and J-Lord. For future references, I want to shout out to the group. But y'all better think Ambria and even Kiwan, even when J-Lo, you talk about Kiwan like he was a dog, he still wanted y'all in the group.
And that's another thing. I just feel like as friends, like, that's the whole name of the podcast, like, the Friends Podcast. I just feel like certain stuff that be said to each other, it should never go that far.
Yeah, including me. Like, I was in
the yeah, but here's my thing.
Like, it don't...
Because they were mean to you most of the time. The only reason
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because they were rude to you first. So don't...
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. We're not saying two wrongs make a right, but, like, we just saying, like, I mean, you had every right to act how you acted if somebody was treating you a specific type of way.
Don't people think, because now people are going to think, oh, he starts stuff. No, 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 no. People, he don't. That's not even Kim Wallen.
You can't start some shit and then call somebody out because they're defending themselves. Like, they can't start some shit that you started. No, like,
in the video, we don't need people. We don't need you calling the police. We don't need, I want to tell the local authorities. No, it's not that serious. But this is a new claim.
It's really not that serious. But if y'all ever try to sue us, because y'all was in a few episodes, best believe we will take those episodes down and start from first. That's all I'm going to say. Like, it's nothing to start from first.
Because we were to meet.
It's only three of us now anyways. Exactly. And I just want to say, like, if you ever go that far to sue us, I'm not even going to say it until it happens. So
my lawyer said I can't talk to you.
Yeah, and, you're right, look. But, let's move on from Brianna. Like, we said what we said about Brianna. Like, no, we love you, girl. They love you. The drama. Okay, the drama, the money and stuff. It's just, I feel like that was what you was all
about. I just didn't know, like, this is my last thing about Brianna. I just don't know where we stood because I'm not going, like, I heard shady stuff that you did to me and another co-host. And I didn't know where we stand. That's it for you. Well, I still love you, and I'm looking past the stuff that you did in the past, because like I never judge people based off their past, but I love you, but like it's not it. I don't like that energy.
Okay, so now next, Miss Gigi herself. Miss Gianni, we love you. We always love you. And it was, don't get me wrong, it was a hard decision to take you out of the, not include you in the new version of us on the podcast.
Yeah.
But it was basically, I'm going to just say my only issue. I don't even really have an issue with Gianni, honestly. I just feel like, my only thing with Gianni was, I feel like she didn't make it an effort. She didn't really care about being here or not being here. Like, even if she made an effort to come, I just feel like if we just said, Gianni, you're sitting out for this episode, she wouldn't even try to be like, hey, but I want to be in the episode. Like, she just like, okay, whatever. Like, I feel like, you know, like, you can't do that in, like, certain industries because, like, any person is waiting to take your spot. You get what I'm saying? Like, as soon as you get up, the next bitch is waiting to sit down in your chair. Like, yeah. Y'all got anything to say,
Gianni? I don't have a problem with you. I really like you as a friend, as a person. And yeah, I don't, because you told us from the get-go that it wasn't for you, that you only did it because you are our friend, and that is a real friend. So whoever's out there listening, you guys take notes, because she took a curveball for us. So I wasn't really mad when you ain't joined, because you told us from the get-go that, you know, that this isn't for you.
Yeah, and that's another reason why, like, I was okay with her being the special guest and not a actual main host, because I'm just like, that if y'all never realized, I don't know if y'all ever realized, when we ever meet Kiwani Chubbs, introduce ourselves, we always introduce ourselves as the main host and stuff like that. That was because we didn't consider them a host. We considered them somebody who just came on the show, made appearances, because even every episode, no, like, somebody will always miss it. Like, it got to the point where J-Lo was not even, like, as y'all will see in episode 4, because I believe this is, no, that's episode 5. So, this is episode 6. As y'all will see in episode 5, because I'm going to post that, we had a special guest. J-Lo had to step in. And she's not even a host. She was never even a special guest. She was always supposed to be our manager. A manager is not supposed to step in and take y'all's spot. You get what I'm saying?
Because somebody was nervous, they had to leave.
Yeah, like, that's what... Ooh, Brianna? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, basically, if y'all wonder why Brianna or Gianni was in the episode, Gianni had to sit out because...
Gianni was in there, but then she left.
Oh, she was. Okay, well, while Brianna wasn't in that episode, she wasn't in there because she said she get nervous around celebrities and she gonna be stuttering. When Chubb stutters all the time, like, he doesn't use that excuse.
I feel like you should have at least had a better excuse. A better excuse other than what you call it. Because 9 times out of 10, if like we was like to have like a studio and somebody and came in person and we had to like do it and you canceled, that's the end for you. I'm sorry. I would have just cut you then and there. But luckily, my friends was, well, my colleagues told me not to.
For who?
Brianna.
Brianna, when she said she couldn't.
And because you know, I was like, let's cut her out.
I was all going for her
out the podcast. Because I feel like that was just a lame excuse to get out of a, you know.
That's another thing, like, for Brianna, like, sorry, but like, I just feel like when times got rough, she felt like she had the power to kick Chubbs or Kiwan out the podcast. But like I said, girl, you are not a main host, so I just feel like you never had that power.
And I don't know why the manager and what you call us thought they had even the slightest decision of who got cut out.
Yeah, when the manager, I mean, I know people might think that the manager could have that say, but honestly, for us, that's not what our description of a manager was. Our description of a manager was supposed to get people on the show for us, make sure that everybody is going to be here for this podcast, make sure that we got the script ready, make sure stuff like that, make sure everything is going right. Not make sure that if somebody being bad, they get kicked out of the group. That's not what our manager was for. That is the in our view, people might go against this, but in our view, this is our podcast, we felt like the people who founded this app, the people who are main hosts, had the decision, I don't want them in the podcast.
But also to add on that, on behalf of us, like we kind of didn't want to like make them feel like it was just like a, you know, a trio thing. And we really didn't tell them that like it was like, it, you know, it was us that had the say so over everything, and that's kind of bad on us because we should have let them know.
Well, technically, we did when they started saying like they wanted you out, because I think it was you that they said before Chubbs. When they started saying that, we did let them know that.
Yeah, but I felt like we could have expressed it enough, but like things,
you know, yeah. Well, you know, guys, not to like be rude, but like, honestly, we're new, we're better, we're back and we're better. Like Bryson Tiller said, like, we are improved. Like, we're not going to keep talking about them. We're going to move on to the next topic. So, the next topic, Miss JB's, because she was part of our story too. If y'all didn't know, in episode 5, we had a special guest, Rachel.
Yes.
But before Rachel, there was supposed to be JB's. JB's, if y'all don't notice, in episode 5, we were being a little bit shady. And that's because we went like a whole week. Well, what was it? A few days? We went a few days thinking, you know, discussing like that JB's was going to be on the podcast and whatever. And he was going to come. But when it came down to get on the podcast, JB's played with our time, said that he was going to join, and JB's never joined.
We can post the episode if you like.
Post it.
We still have it.
Listen, we still
have it. Did you guys do the one with Rachel?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to edit it tonight. Okay, so now enough talk about you, because like we're not worried about you either. No disrespect, no shade, but next, now we're going to discuss why we left the podcast. And if y'all didn't know, we left the podcast. We went over to a new podcast. Well, we tried a radio show, and then we moved on to a new podcast. And we was known as, first we were known as It Takes Three to Spill the Tea. Then we went on to add another member to the group, and we moved on to be the Fantastic Four. Now, before we get into the topic of the Fantastic Four and why we had that didn't work, we're going to talk about why we actually left the podcast. So, I'm going to just start. One of the reasons we left the podcast, we got into a little heated debate with the manager and the other people. And I guess the manager felt that it was best for her to disable our Instagram and whatever.
Yeah.
And she just basically made the decision that we were done with the podcast. So we just said we're going to start a new podcast.
Wait, like, at first we was like, we're going to take a hiatus. So this is where I told Embrya that I felt like we needed to take a hiatus from the Friends, the podcast, which I understand we should have like left and told y'all that we was on a hiatus. But like, it was too bad to the point where nobody wanted to be here.
Right. So basically when we fell out with them, we basically wanted a whole new look. We wanted a whole new name. Sorry for abandoning y'all, but like we just didn't want to be associated with the Friends podcast. We felt like we started the podcast with us, and then we added on two other members, and it was five of us, like their show, and we were the Friends podcast, but that didn't work out. So we were just like, yo, we can't be the Friends without our other friends. So we decided to move on to a radio station, which was It Takes Three to Spill the Tea, but I'ma just be honest, Chubbs don't have Spotify Premium, so that didn't work out. And yeah. So then after that, we was done with the radio station, we was done with the podcast. We were just fed up. We was like, we're so done. So then one day we meet another friend that we used to have. Anybody want to have the honors?
Yes. So I decided to, well, we came up with the idea to add him. Well, I'm not even going to speak on him.
Abdullah. Yes, it was Abdullah.
And so he was in it for one episode. But on his end, he has a curfew. Nobody knew about.
An 18-year-old man has a curfew,
and then so we
not the corona curfew either, a bedtime.
Like episode two, I didn't post because I edited it, and I'm not going to post because like we're back on Friends podcast. We dedicate to Friends podcast now, so.
And that's no disrespect to our special guest we had for that episode. Eternity and Joy. Oh, yeah, like, we love y'all. Back. Yeah. Y'all are welcome to come on the Friends podcast. But like as far as the Fantastic Four episode, that's more for the history. Like we'll just post that one day. Like right now we're done with the Fantastic Four. We were the Fantastic Four, but apparently we blow up people's phones too much and people just don't like
and
us.
Then so. You didn't even decide to even communicate well.
Yeah. You just sent the text telling us to remove you from the group, Mr. Abdullah, and we didn't like that. Like you talk about you're such a grown man and stuff, but I'm sorry, Tubbs, that's your friend, but like we're gonna speak what we gotta speak and you know that. But you talk about how you're a grown man and you say what you want to say, but you couldn't even just tell us to our face that you didn't want to be part of the podcast. And your reason was stupid because you said that we were blowing up your phone, but we were blowing up your phone because you never told us what was going on.
And on top of that, when I initially asked you, was you ready to be a host? You was like, yeah.
We asked him, did he just... Because this all could have been avoided if he would have just said that he was he didn't want to be a main host. We even stepped out of our way to make him a main host, and it didn't work. But I'm glad it didn't work because now we're back to where we started, and now we're back with y'all. And we forgot one thing. We forgot to discuss the mystery van dude.
The who?
The sloth dude.
Oh. Oh, He can't, y'all. He was supposed to come on here. Like, he was a special guest, supposed to be. And he was supposed to become a potential host. But behind the scenes, it was situations going on. And I'm not going to name it because, like, I had a past issue. And it might involve, like, some legal issues. I don't know yet. Hopefully, it'll come to that. But.
Yeah. Just to say, guys, like, we've been. The real reason why we decided to just be the three of us because we've been stood up so many times by people that were supposed to be hosts, people that were supposed to be special guests, and we're just fed up. Like, so we just made the decision. It's just going to be three of us for right now. And, like, if in the future, we may discuss bringing on another person, but right now, we're not. It's just us to the end.
Yeah.
And where was we, Mr. Abdullah? No, I'm done talking about you. By the way, guys, Mick ass kisser of the day it was supposed to go to Sean when we came back to our radio show, but we never came back to the radio show. And Abdullah, it goes to you. So we have two McAss kissers, and those are both of y'all.
Shout out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
make for Sean, make sure you have your. You better lower your.
I'm finna go. I'm finna go.
Okay. So, basically, tonight we were going to do a podcast on the Fantastic Four, and we had changed it to three for tea. So, oh, we actually changed it to three things. So, we didn't change so many times. So, but tonight, like, me and Kimon discussed, like, when we was having technical issues with the three for tea podcast, we just discussed that we should just go back to where we started. We should go back to the Friends podcast.
Because we missed you guys.
Mm-hmm. And forget the fact that we don't have five people. It doesn't matter. It's us to the end, and yeah,
we're still gonna be us. We're still gonna come with great content, and mm-hmm. hopefully moving forward,
yeah,
we can.
And just
you can.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But like, just to let y'all know, after this episode, we're not discussing any past events.
Yeah,
unless it's like we're referencing something like speaking on it like an issue that's today, and then or if I'm like we said this last podcast or something like that, we're not bringing up Abdullah, Sean, Jaylor, Brianna, Gianni, none of them, not even JB's. And yeah, so
and we
you still smell like
a bit like a holiday.
Not too bit like a Baskin Robbins.
You still built like a box of chocolate.
He built like a Honda Civic.
Yeah. Okay. So, guys, that's the story. So, I hope you guys love this episode. Yes. We will be back. We're gonna try to give y'all content daily, but like some of our schedules be like, you know, like we have jobs and stuff, so like we have to we might not be able to do that because of that, but we're gonna try to at least do one every day. And yeah, we're gonna try to get y'all new content. Follow our new page. I'm gonna put it in somewhere. We're gonna have a new Instagram.
Yeah, that can't nobody. Yeah. That can't
and
nobody.
Just to let y'all know, we're back and better. Yeah.
And
I'm sorry, but when we get a new manager, you're not getting access to that. It's gonna be only us. Sorry.
Yeah, and make sure you go follow us on Twitter at Friends the Podcast. Mm-hmm.
And follow us on Instagram at
yes, sir.
The Real Friends Podcast.
Yeah. And also to add on, and y'all, I didn't forget where I was. Hold on. Y'all continue, come back to me.
That was pretty much the end.
Before we go, like oh my god, y'all, I hate myself. I just literally forgot what I was about to say. Hold on, because I don't want to end it. I don't want to say this.
You are so nasty.
I'm weak. I'm trying to, oh my god. Like, I literally had this in my head. Like, I was prepared to say this. Hold on,
okay,
y'all.
That'll be all for today. I'm just playing.
Was it about Sean?
I'm weak.
Was it about Sean?
Now he said,
"Lord,
no,
you up."
I'm weak.
Now he was doing the mop.
Oh yeah, okay, I remember. So basically, we will try to get two episodes out. We will try to get that episode with Rachel out, and possibly, if so, we edit it together, me and Bria. We will try to get this episode out too.
Mm-hmm. And not to be shady to you, Miss J. Lord, but like, when we get a new guest on here, I just don't want you to be like, "Oh, we couldn't get nobody." That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, and don't be trying to make videos, cause I can make some. I can make plenty.
No, but if y'all try to make a video, using our name or speaking bad of us, I'm sorry, but we're gonna get it flagged. We're getting it flagged ASAP.
I'm suing.
No, not I'm done with it.
And yeah,
the BS.
So and we, so basically, we just want to say from the bottom of our heart, we miss y'all, and we're back, we're better, and mm-hmm. basically, we hope to, in the future, that we will provide you guys with amazing content, We got it.
And I hope y'all didn't think we were like too messy or whatever. We tried to be as professional as we could when we did this episode. We tried to, but yeah. And that's it for this episode. Hope you guys like this episode. Make sure y'all check out Anchor if y'all want to start a podcast just like us from home. No expensive equipment. Yeah. And yeah. Make sure y'all hit up Anchor.
Signing off, it's your boy Q1, something you can't afford.
Signing off, it's your girl, Ambrose. Signing off, it's always your boy, fuck the police.
AKA the
AKA Mr. Go to Corral Line.
AKA Honda Civic.
AKA Hunchback.
AKA
ain't getting no
seat
because of y'all.
AKA Peppermint Patty.
Because of me.
AKA Queen of the Sunny. AKA
Mr. Champagne Bottle Bill Bitch.
Okay, hope you guys enjoy.
AKA Mr.